2016 was a record-breaking year for this city. For the first time, more than $2 billion was invested into the city's film and television industry. Your mind, hear that, might jump to massive movie shoots like Suicide Squad. A lot of it actually came in the growth of animation and visual effects in this city. Nisha Ali is president and partner of the visual effects studio Spin VFX. She's also on the city's film board and is with me in studio now. Good morning.
Good morning.
How significant is this, $2 billion invested into the film and TV industry in the last year?
It is extremely significant, and we've all felt it, those that were part of the production during 2016. And it's not something that just happened. It's something we've been building towards for the past several years.
You say you've all felt it. That means that you were, you know, running around busy out of your mind with work?
Incredibly busy. And I think if you ask anyone in our industry, they will all say the same things. There was, you know, shortages of everything because if you consider for a moment that out of $2 billion, we were booked in shoots over 7,200 days. Mm. We know that 5 working days equals to about 280 days a year. So you can imagine that would equivalent to 27 years.
Why are people here? Why would people come here and do their work here in Toronto?
We have an incredible talent. We have an amazing quality teams straight from pre-production to on-set and visual effects to post. So they can come, anyone can come here and get, you know, from prep to post and finish their show, not only with the quality team. We have a stable economy. We have great tax credits.
Is it cheaper to work here?
Yes, in some instances. We are not always cheaper. But if you can get a talented team and you can have great infrastructure that's set up and a city behind it, then why wouldn't you?
There's something like 300% more investment in just 2 years in the sector that you operate in, animation and visual effects. Tell us a little bit about what does Spin VFX do for people who just see, you know, the finished product. What is it that you're involved in?
Well, Vision, we create the impossible. So when someone is shooting and that cannot be achieved in camera, that's where you bring us in. That's where we're most valuable, when something cannot be achieved in camera. So we will take that and we will try to envision what the director wants and go about recreating that on screen. And that is, there's so much subjectivity to that. However, it is really gratifying when we get that accomplished.
What are some of the things that people might have seen that your company has worked on?
We've worked on Suicide Squad. We've worked on The Expanse. We've worked on The Borges, Fear the Walking Dead, Legion, several shows.
Why do you think there is so much more investment in your sector in particular?
Because every show that in film and television, we're in a digital media production, and everything we have to create. We have to create, we create worlds, we create people, we create lives, we create everything. And the appetite for that is growing and growing every year.
You've been in this business, we were just talking, for around 25 years or so.
Yeah.
How have you seen what happens here change?
From no one understanding what animation is, from creating cell animation, which was on paper, to creating it, creating it in software digitally, to now it is a form of acceptance. In a show, every show that gets produced, there's a form of animation and visual effects in it.
It's now the expectation.
It is the expectation, and more and more, everyone's want more and more.
Do we as a city and a region have the people here to support this kind of growth? Is there the talent there for you?
Not enough. There's not enough talent. That's why we have to work with the schools and universities to make that happen. Mm. We have to work with our unions, and we have to work with our government to train and retrain, because technology has allowed us to be borderless.
The mayor will head down to Los Angeles, and the media will talk about the trips that he goes on, and there will be photos posted up on Twitter of him meeting various studio heads, etc. Why do those trips matter? What do they actually do? Because you've been on those trips before.
I have, and I've been going to LA for over 20 years, and it's about visibility. It's about meeting with everyone, letting them know that Toronto is here, Canada is here, and the work that we do, it's about talking to them about everyone working together, how the creative industries, the government, the unions, the guilds, the association, how they all work together with a shared vision. And I think we have been extremely successful this past year in accomplishing that. The mayor going down last year was in 2015 was the start, and he talked about all the things where he listened, understood what our studio, what the studio's challenges were, came back, worked with all of us to make sure that we could address those. And I think that we are seeing the results of that in 2016.
Why does this matter for the rest of us who aren't part of the industry? One of the complaints is that, you know, my street's blocked off. I can't, you know, drive down this road because there's a movie shoot that's set up. You see the cones and the cars that are there. So why does it matter to the average person, do you think?
First of all, we thank you all for putting up with that, because it is wonderful that you do that, and we understand the hardship. And $2 billion is all I've got to say, because when those projects come to Toronto, we are hiring our talents, our team here in Toronto. And that is so important. Everything is designed to increase, to give us a better creative community, and to give us better economic standards. And it is incredibly important, because $2 billion is not a luxury. It's a necessity that we've brought in. That's why we have this quality of life.
It's a lot of money. We will watch the industry continue to grow, hopefully. Good to have you here. Thank you.
Thank you.
Nisha Ali is the president and partner of Spin VFX, board member as well of the city's film board, talking about the huge investment in film and television in this city, particularly over the last couple of years.